Today's daf is Menachas Daf Kufches. And we are 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin Omid Beis Tanan Hassam. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda and Shloima Ben Chaya Leah. So we're moving along at the very, very end of Maseches Menachas. Believe it or not, this is already the third to last daf. For those keeping score, another very Menachas Digi daf. So, as an introduction to today's daf, if you notice, the first words are Tanan Hasam, which means that we learned in a Mishnah over there. It's kedai to go there and learn that Mishnah, and Be'ezer Hashem, hopefully that will allow the first part of the daf to go a little bit more smoothly. So, the there that Tanan Hasam is referring to is Perek Vav Mishnah Dalid in Masechet Shkol. The Mishnah over there discusses that there were 13 shofros in the Beis HaMikdash. These shofros were kupois, like bank accounts, that were just shaped in the form of a shofar. The purpose was to deposit money there. But there wasn't just one shofar where all the deposits were made. This was a diversified portfolio of dinarim. There were 13 different accounts. And the Mishnah delineates what the purpose of the 13 were. Says the Mishnah, because of Aleihen. And on these 13 shofars, it said as follows. The first one said Tiklin Chadetin. The first shofar said the new Machzis HaShekel. So Tiklin are Shkolim, Chadetin means new. And the purpose of that shofar was, a Yid came to the Beis HaMikdash to give his Machzis HaShekel, so you had to put it somewhere, you put it into that shofar. The second one said Tiklin Atikin. That was for a person that was, for whatever reason, lax with giving the Machzis HaShekel during the year that he was supposed to have. So right now, he's a Shtikl Bal Chayv. So he comes, he has to give last fiscal year's Machzis HaShekel. So you don't put it in with the Tiklin Chadetin, because it's not Chadetin, it's Atikin. Atikin means old in Aramaic. So he would put it in the Shofar that said Tiklin Atikin. The third one was Kinim. So if somebody had an obligation to buy Kinim, so he would take the money for the Kinim, and he would put it into the Shofar that said Kinim. The fourth one was Geisle. Was a shofar that one put if he was going to buy goizolim of oilas. Now, what exactly is the chilek between kinim and goizli oila? That's actually a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim that the Mishnah discusses, not something that we need for our daf. The next one said eitzim. So if somebody had to purchase eitzim, the money that went for the eitzim was put into that shofar. The next one was levoina. The seventh one was zahav likpiros. So in the event that somebody was donating gold or money to buy gold to use for the kpiros, not kapiros, but kpiros, which were the klisharis in the Beis HaMikdash. So the money was deposited over there, and then the gizbarim would take the money from there and go buy whatever had to be bought. Either way, that's the first seven. The next six, the shisha l'nedava. Those were used for nedava. So the Mishnah said there was shloisha asa shayfros. The first seven, tiklin chadetin, tiklin atikin, kinim, goizli oyla, eitzim levoina, and zav l'kpiros. As it relates to the latter six, those latter six were all used l'nedava, says the Mishnah. I'm skipping a little bit. Shisha l'nedava, nedava mahayu oisema. What was that all about? So the first seven we actually explained in a pretty descriptive way. The last six were nedava. The word nedava is a very open-ended word in Kachem. So what exactly was the use of proceeds of those six that were l'nedava? So the Mishnah says, loikchem ba oilois habasar l'ashem v'oiris l'kayhanim. What they would use with that money was they would buy oilois tzibor, where the basar of the oilo, like all basar of every oilo, went l'ashem, but the oir of that oilo would go to the kayhanim, like the oirois of all the carbon oilois. The point is that the nedava was nidvas oilo, Nidvas Oilas Tzibur, what we know in the vernacular as Kitza Mizbech. So we know that the Mizbech always had to have activity. There always had to be karbonis that were being brought. What is the Kayhanim supposed to do? What are the Kayhanim supposed to do in the event that there are no Oilas being brought right now? So there was a special fund that was a Nedava fund that in the event that they knew from 2 to 3 in the afternoon there's going to be nothing happening, you take money out of the fund, you buy a carbon oilo, you buy a shor, a kesef, a yes, and you bring it, it's a carbon tzibur, it's kulay kol, thus, like the Mishnah says, the basel's l'ashem, and the oil kayanim, there's a chelik of it that actually goes to the kayanim. So all six of those Shofaris were used for the same purpose they were used in Nedava. Mishnah continues and says, Zeh ha-medrash darash yoyodakoyin galo. The following medrash was a drasha that was said by yoyodakoyin galo. The pasuk says, and this is in Vayikra Perikei, the end of Parashas Vayikra, Asham hu, Asham, Asham Lashem. Clearly we're talking about the carbon Asham. But Yehoyadikayin Gadol darshan this pasuk. We don't have to go into the whole oimik of the drasha. And this is what he said. Zeh ha-klal. This is the outcome. Kol shehu ba mishum chatas or mishum ashma. Anytime you have money, with the origin of this money was either a chatas or an asham. What does that mean? It means that you have a situation where you have a moiser chatas or you have a moiser asham. Anytime you have a situation like this, where there's a moiser chatas or a moiser asham, again, the origin of this carbon was a chatas or an asham, but right now you're not bringing a chatas or asham. So what are you supposed to do with it? You lokach by oilos. You're supposed to buy oilos with it. Habasar lashem va'iris l'kayanim. The basa goes Lashem and the iris goes the Kehanim, the Chulu, Ayin Sham in the Mishnah. But after the Mishnah mentions a little bit sasam, Shishal in Adava, and what was the Inyan of the Nadava, Eilois, Tzibur, Kitzam is Beach, with the basa is Lashem and the iris all the Kehanim, the Mishnah then mentions Zeh Medrash Doresh Yoyod Kohen Gadol. That there's an Inyan of sometimes you have a Chatos and you have an Asham, where the Chatos and the Asham are not going to be brought Beteiris Chatos for Asham, but rather they're going to be brought Beteiris Eilas Nidvas Tzibur. When would that happen? In the event that you have a quote-unquote Moiser Chatas or Moiser Asham. Now, what's an example of a Moiser Chatas, Moiser Asham? So we know there are many examples of it, right? Learn Seyde Kachem and you'll be more familiar with it. But for example, in the event that somebody was Mafrish, a carbon Chatas or a carbon Asham, and then the Chatas or the Asham got lost. And as a result, you went and you were Mafrish another one, and then you found the original one. Now you're left over with an extra one. Or if somebody went and he set aside money to buy a Chatas and an Asham, and you didn't need all the money. So you end up with a chatas or asham that's leftovers. These are different examples of moiser chatas and moiser asham based on a drasha Yehoyadikayin Gadol said that there's an inyan of what do you do with the moiser of a chatas and an asham. Loichem ba'olus, you buy these oilus nidvas tziburs, so all that money that came from all those moiseris, in the event it was leftover money, you just put the money in. If it was leftover animals, you sold the animals, right? You wait until it gets a mum, you're actually starve, and then you sell it, because otherwise you can't be paid the hektish. And then you take the money, you put it in these funds, and ultimately that's what the money was used for. So the bottom line is, if you learn the Mishnah, there were 13 shofaris in the Beis HaMikdash. The first seven, the Mishnah spells out exactly what it was for. The last six were l'nedava. What's the taich of nedava? It's nidvas oilas sibur l'kitzam mizbeach. Where did all that money come from? Zeh medrash darash yoyodika and gadol. It came from the moiser chatas and it came from the moiser asham. Just to explain this a little bit better, what's unique about the moiser chatas and the moiser asham is you can have a situation where you have an animal that I can't just bring, but I'm going to have a yirach yistoyf, sell it, and figure out what I'm going to do with the money. What I do with the money is, I use it for the oilos kitzam mizbeach, right? If somebody would have an oilo, let's say, that you can't bring, so it wouldn't be yirach yistoyf v'yimacher, and take the money and figure out what to do with it. You just bring the oilo, because oilo is bav nedava. If you would have a shlomim in a situation like this, you have a moiser shlomim, bring it. But it's leftover. Shlomim's bought benedava. So just bring it. Davka chatas and asham that are not bought benedava. So as a result, if you have a moisa chatas, moisa asham, I don't know what to do with it. The chayva I don't have, and nedava, it's not bought benedava. So over there, it's negeya. I have to come up with an eitzah. The eitzah was, that's what was used to fund the kitzah mizbech. Again, the moisa oil and the moisa shlomim, the moisa toida, v'chulu, they didn't fund the kitzah mizbech because I just was makriv it. It's the ashams and the chatas. Now, but mecha teisa, I can take a chatas and asham and go ahead and start funding oilus kitzah mizbech. The teretz is Zeh Medrash Doresh Yoyodakayin Gadol. Again, this is all Dvarim you're doing when you're learning Kachem, but it's also very much, as we're going to see, the introduction to today's daf. So just now to set it up in a more acute way. The daf is going to begin and ask an obvious question when you're learning the Mishnah. There were 13 shofaris. The first seven all had a very unique purpose. The last six were kulan l'nedava. Why do I need six shofaris l'nedava? I had one for tiklan chadatin and one for tiklan atikin. So why do I need six l'nedava? L'chayri, there should be one l'nedava. Six. Is there any magic to that number? The answer is yes. As a matter of fact, in the first part of today's daf, we're going to see six, pun intended, opinions in the Amoraim, each one coming to explain in a very different way what the inyan of having six shofaris kulan l'nedava. As a matter of fact, there's going to be so many different pshatim that the sugya begins with a simen. So, tzok to gemara. Tanan hasam. We learned in the mission over there, shishan l'nedava. Connected me. What was the purpose of having six? Simen kamaf sha. This is interesting because if you take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes, the Shita says Simin Konaz Posha. But either way, Amar Chizkiyo is the first pshat. He said Kinegashisha Batei Avos HaKoyanim. The reason there were six is because there were six Batei Avos of Koyanim. So what does that mean? We know that all the Koyanim were divided into Mishmaris. Each Mishmar was divided into a Beis Av. So if you're a member of a Mishmar and your job is to work in the Beis Hamikdash this week, doesn't mean you get to work Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Depending on what day you fall into, that's the day you're going to work into. Now, it was divided into 6 days, either 7 days of the week, because on Shabbos, all the Batei Avos used to work together. But being that there were six Batei Avos, the Kineged, the six Batei Avos, they were masakin six Shofaris L'Kitz HaMizbeach. What's the Svara? Sheyei Shalom Zehem Zeh. The Chachamim made this takana because they wanted that there should be Shalom and Ahava V'Achva V'Reyes between the Koyanim. They didn't want any fights, Ki Yadua. They didn't want any fights to break out amongst the Koyanim. So there's a long Rashi that explains this. Rashi basically says that, as we saw from the Mishnah, the Koyanim benefited from Eilus Kitz HaMizbeach because the bus was Lashem, but the Eilus was the Koyanim. And being that they benefited from it, so they wanted there should be a lot of Eilus Kitz HaMizbeach that are being brought on their day. If there's one fund that all the Eilus Kitz HaMizbeachs are coming from, then it's very possible that a Koyan who's bringing his Karbonis, who is doing the Avodah on a Monday, because that's his Beis Av, might not have so much Eilus Kitz HaMizbeach, because maybe it's going to be a busy day in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas the Kayan that's doing it on Tuesday will. And they're going to start saying, I understand, you made this huge profit off of this fund, Ich bin Ashetiv, because I'm the same member, I'm part of the same Mishmar, so why should you be making all this money and me not? So it's very Yitochin, it's possible that a fight's going to break out. So like this, what they did was, they said, no, you have your Shofar, right? You mind your own business. You keep your eyes and your head in your shofar. He's going to keep his mind and his head in his shofar. And you have nothing to do with him. He has nothing to do with you. By you creating that kind of matziv like this, you'd be able to delineate, you'd be able to differentiate. The point is, it was done that there should be shalom zem. That Rabbi Yechon said a different reason. He said, because believe it or not, this Indian of having the moisa chattas and the moisa asham, the shishal and adava, you know, you think of it as like a fluke. It actually wasn't. It was something that was very shchiach. And it was constantly being used. So he said that what would be if you had one shofar that was used, right? Or two shofars that were used. So you take all the money and you would put it into the shofar. Now you're constantly using the Kitz HaMizbeach, right? This is like an ongoing system. So what would happen is you would always be using the money from the top. And the money that's on the bottom would just sit there literally and rot. So that money shouldn't rot. Therefore, they said you'll have Kama Shofars, you'll spread it out a little more evenly. And the Kehanim are going to know, take from this, take from that. They're going to have a mahalach of how they go bad, but the point is like this, the money is not going to go bad. The olden days, money went bad, not just because of inflation. Money went bad because the actual coins went bad. So to prevent this, Rabbi Yochanan, sounds like Rabbi Yochanan, the Seicher of Tainus, Daf Chaf Aleph, Ilf of Rabbi Yochanan. This Rabbi Yochanan went and he said, Kadesh lo yisaf shu amoyis. I think this is a practical situation. Third pshat, Ziri Omar. Ziri said, and I'm going to tell you why we had six. It's Keneged Par Ve'egel, Ayo Ve'keves, Gidivisar. The reason there were six is there was one to the extent that the money is being used for a par to buy a bull, egel. The other one is being used for a calf. What's the relationship between a bull and a calf? So the par is the older one and the egel is the baby. Ayel v'keves, same with regards to an ayel and a keves. Those are two sheep, one being a little older, the other one being a little younger. And finally, gdiv sawyer, the Rebbe, and it's going according to Rebbe, the Amar Katam, that if somebody takes upon himself a nedava and he says that I'm going to bring a big animal, I can't bring a smaller one, and the same thing goes in the reverse as well. If somebody says I'm going to bring a katan, the hevi gadol, it's not going to be good either. It's for that reason they had to have separate shofars for the different animals, because if the nedava was meant for one and end up using it for another, it's not going to be okay. Now, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi seems to say that according to Ze'iri, the par egel ayel keves gedivisar is in the event that somebody made a nedava. Somebody said arei olai to bring an oil. So depending on whether he said par or egel ayel keves gedivisar, you have to know which Kupa to put it into. Why can't you just intermingle them? No, we're going according to Rebbe. Gadol vevi katan, katan vevi gadol. Either way, it's not going to be okay. The problem is, the Mishnah seemed to say mefurish that the shishal and adava was zem medrash darash yoyada kain gadol, which seemed to imply that the shishal and adava is for sure from meisachatas and meisterasham. So what's going on over here? So the Achrayim asks Kash, and the Achrayim say that it's mevur from Zeiri. He's the only shita who's going to hold this way, really. But it's mevur from Zeiri that Zeiri held a chiddush. That when the Mishnah mentions zem medrash darash yoyada kain gadol, it was like a maimer amuskar. Just mentioned shishul and adava. You should know there's a musig of nidvas oilas kitzam esbeach that comes from moisa chatas moisa asham. It's something that the Tana, the Mishnah, wanted to tell me, didn't have a good place to fit it in, so he threw it in over there. But in terms of what the shishul and adava was, it's a good old fashioned array like oila, and depending on whether you said par v'chulu v'chulu, that's how it's going to play itself out. Bar Pada is the fourth pshat. He said it's keneged haparim v'ha'elim v'hakfosim v'asirim v'hamoisrois v'hama. So what does this mean? So first of all, Bar Pada learned the Mishnah kipshutai. He learned the Mishnah the way Chizkia and Rabbi Yechon learned the Mishnah. That shishal and adava means zem medrash darash yoyada kain gadol. And really it's referring to the moisachatos and to the moisarasha. The kash is, why do you need six? So Bar Pada, I'm going to tell you why. The one is keneged the parim. To the extent that you have a chatas or an ashram, that's a par. When would you ever have that? The par helam dava shal tzibur. So the par helam dava shal tzibur is a carbon tzibur. That's a chatas. That's a par. In the event that you have its moiser, it goes into its own bucket. Goes into the par bucket. The ha'elim, what would be if you have a par or a chatas that's going to have moisterous? I'm sorry, you're going to have a chatas or an ashram that's going to be a moiser, that's going to be an aisle. When would you have that? You would have that by the Asham. The Asham could be brought as an aisle. The Asham Gizelois and the Asham Me'ilois was an aisle. Its moisture goes into the aisle bucket. V'akfasim. If you have a Moisa Chatas, Moisa Asham that comes from a Kevis, when would that be? So Rashi says, the Asham Nazim, the Asham Etzaira. Both were Kfasim. V'asirim. What's the Seir? When you have a Moisa Chatas, a Moisa Asham, that's a Seir. That's easy. All the Seir Amusafim. Right? Sirechad Lechatas. So that was a Chatas, that was a Seir. That went into the seer bucket. The hamoisris, Rashi says, is referring to the extent that you never even bought the animal. You just set aside money for a chatas and an asham, and it was leftover money. So then that money didn't go into the par ayol keves asar, because it was never a par ayol keves asar. So it goes into the money bucket. And finally, the ma'ah. What is the ma'ah? So the ma'ah is interesting. That is referring to, Rashi says, the kolbein. So the kolbein is a mesechtes shkolim fame. So the background to that is, every year had to give a machzah shekel. But because the shkolim used to erode a little bit, so you always had to be moisef a little something. You had to be moisef this ma'ah, right? You had to be moisef a little bit. Good. And that ma is considered to be making a hektish hole. Like this, you know you're actually giving the full machzis hashekel. But there was another takana that was made. What would be if two shutfin come and together they give a shekel, each one contributing his machzis hashekel? We accept that. Okay, you have to be moisef a ma. You always have to be moisef a ma. Here chazal says you have to be moisef another ma. Why? Because we're not concerned that you need more than a ma to be mashlim, but the reason they want you to be moisef another ma is because if you're not going to be moisef a ma, it's going to come out that the fact that you chipped in, the fact that you came b'shutfis is going to end up being mafsid hektish. And the reason is because hektish relies in their projections on getting that extra ma. But if you're going to go be mishtatif, it's going to be one ma instead of two ma's. Now, truth is, the ma really goes per coin. So if we're being mishtatif, if we would figure out a way to give two machzah shekels in one coin, really, it should only be a ma. That's true. But at the same time, hektish is losing out. So it's for that reason, you had to be mois of what was known as the kalbain. And that kolbein went to be mashlam, that extra ma. And that was what the sixth shofar ultimately was used for. So according to Bar Pada, the six shofaris are related to the moisa chatas and the moisa ashram kemavur by the Mishnah, but that's really only true for five of them. The sixth one was actually related to machzah shekel. So let's just break this down a little bit better. As it relates to the ones that are moisa chatas, moisa ashram, so only need six, right? That was the greisa kasha. Chizkiya said there shouldn't be machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan's worried about inflation, right? What's this inyan according to Barpata? He said that you have to break it down to feed the animal. So the moiser of a chatas, that was a par, you can't buy an aisle. So I have to put it in the par buckets like this. I know what to use it for. The same is true for the elim and for the kvasim and for the seirim and even for the money. So based on the type of animal, that's what's koivea, how it is to be broken down. Okay, so that's the cheshbon of the five. What's the six? The six is the ma. Why is this a little bit of a chiddush? Because in the original seven, we had already tiklan chadatin and tiklan atikin. We already had two for the machzah shekel. Comes and now there's a third shayfer related to the machzah shekel. In other words, what would I think you're supposed to do with the ma? If it's this year's, put it with the tiklan chadatin. If it's last year's, put it with the tiklan atikin. So, Rashi, that's why I'm telling you my whole shtickle tire with the kolbein. Here's the part. The regular machzah shekel went into the tiklan chadatin and tiklan atikin. Even the regular ma, they had to be meisim, went to the tiklan chadatin and tiklan atikin. This ma couldn't go there. You know why? Because this ma is not really machzah shekel. It's just that Hektish shouldn't lose out. It's as a herkish. We don't want Hektish to be nifsat. Yad Hektish al al yoina, right? So being that it's not really becheft to machzah shekel, that's why he needed its own thing. Either way, so the Gemara is going to do something interesting. We just mentioned the first four pshatim in terms of why there were six. The Gemara is going to interrupt Cheshbon a little bit, then mention the next two, and then Cheshbon again. So we interrupt the program now with doing a little bit of Cheshbon. So let's just chazu, so we'll get the Cheshbon as clear. Chizki said that why were there six? It's for the Moisa Chattas, Moisa Oshon, like the Stima, Samishna, and the six Perak Masach Tashkolim, but it's just Kenega, the six Bati Ovis, it shouldn't be any Machlekes. Rabbi Yechon said the same thing, but it's related Kadesh Leis Afshua Mois. Ziri said it actually has nothing to do with Moisa Chattas, Moisa Oshon. It's related to someone that's Makabal to bring a regular Nadava, but we're going according to Rabbi Kotavavi God, the God of Avi Kotan is Loyatza, so therefore you need Parve Eagle, Ayam Vakevis, Kandivasar. Barpada said it is related to Mesachatis Mesachon, albeit only five of them. What's the cheshbon of the five? Depending on what the original animal was it a para, ayol, a keves, or a sar? Those are the four possibilities as it relates to the animal. And then there's another one for the moistress, there's another one for the money that was left over, and then finally for this common Gemara, all the Amiram didn't want to learn like Chizkiya and say that it's related to Machloikis. Why? When a Chayish at the Kiyan, am I going to fight? Each guy does the avodah on his day, meaning you don't need your own shayfer. I work on Monday. Monday there was no kids on Mizbeach. Fafale. Rabbi Yochanan Layamri. They didn't learn like Rabbi Yochanan Lafushe Leichashina. They weren't Chayish Lafushe. Kizeira Layamri. They didn't want to learn like Zeiri because Zeiri's Pshat only worked Alibi the Rabbi Kiyachidalei Maikmi. They didn't want to be Maikmi like Yochanan. And Barpada. Nami Layamri. They didn't like Barpada because of two reasons. Number one, Moistris. You're telling me you need one for Moistris. Kulunami Moistris. Why do you need an extra one for Moistris? Extra one where there was money? If money was set aside, so what was the money set aside for? It was set aside for a par, but it was the par. Was it set aside for an aisle? Put it with the aisle. Keves, keves, sorry, sorry. Meaning, I could be macabre why you need to break it down based on animals. But why would the maestress? That doesn't make any sense. Be'etzim, the par, the aisle, the keves, and the sar are also maestress. I'll just explain this a little bit better. If you have a leftover par, what are you doing with the par? You're actually stoiv, and then what? You're going to take the money. Oh, so you're going to end up with the money anyways. You just cut out the middleman. You cut out all the fees. At the end of the day, you're going to end up in the same exact place. So kulu nami maestris, it's going to end up being gelt oichitz. What's the difference if it started money or if it didn't start off money? I don't understand that. And also ma, nami lishkolem aza, the kasha that we mentioned earlier, that ma is part of the shkolem. And if that's the case, it should go together other with the tiklan chad, tiklan atikin. And how do I know? The tanya tzabrais, leichon kalbin zehoylech. Where did the kalbin go lishkolem divir amey? Replos, I mean linadava. So Meir said it went Lishkolim. Rav Loza said it went Lidadava. And being there, a Meir said it went Lishkolim, so I don't understand what's going on. Now, what would Barpada maybe tell you? He would tell you, maybe the Mishnah is going according to Rav Loza. What's the simple answer? It's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is Rav Meir. So it's not Mistaber that a Stam Mishnah, Mesech Lishkolim, would be going to Loikir Rav Meir. That's a very highly unlikely probability, and it's for that reason, for those two reasons, all the Amiram didn't want to learn, like the fourth Pshat Barpada. But we have two more Pshat. Shmuel said that I'll tell you a different reason why there were six. Again, it's for the Moisa Chattas and the Moisa Asham. But the way the Moisa Chattas and the Moisa Asham are broken down is a little bit differently. It's Kenegan Moisa Chattas, regular Moisa Chattas, all the different Chattas, Moisa Asham, which is referring to the Asham Gzelois and the Asham Eilois, Moisa Asham Nazar, Moisa Asham Mitzoyra, Moisa Minchas Chayte, Moisa Asiris Evishal Kangal. So you want to know what the six are? It's Moisa Chattas 1. Moisa Asham 2, Now, does Moisa Asham mean all of them? No, because three is Asham Nazar, four is Asham Mitzayra. Then you have the Moisa of the Minchas Choyte. What's the Minchas Choyte? That's the Mincha of the Karban Oil of Yairid. And finally, you have the Moisa, Asir Sefer Shalkan Gadol, the Moisa of the Minchas Chavitan. So let's unwrap this for a second. According to Shmuel, all the Chatois get put into one bucket. That Shamis get divided into three. Moisa Asham, Moisa Asham Nazar, and Moisa Asham Mitzayra. Why do you divide it into three? Zakrashi, because they came for different kivuns. The regular Moisa Asham came to be Mechaper. The Moisa Asham Nazar, who brought the Asham Nazar? The Nazar Tameh. It allowed him to resume his Naziris to Taira. And the Moisa Asham Mitzayra came to be Machshir, the Mitzayra. Give him Taira for whatever he needed. It's a different Indian. And as a result, being that the carbon's coming for something else, it's for that reason it gets divided differently. Moisa Minchas Chayte. So in as much as all the Moisa Chattas goes together, but you know what we forgot about? We forgot about the Minchas Chayte. That's a Mincha. That's for sure different. And because it's different, that gets put into its own bucket. And then finally, the sixth one is the Moisar Asiris HaEifa Shal Kohen Gadol. The Moisar of the Minchas Chavitin. Now that one is extremely interesting. Why? Because the Minchas Chavitin is a Mincha. It's a mincha. Mincha is even bop in a dava, right? So why would that even be an issue? So the truth is that the pshat is based on a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Mem Dalet, U'b'yoyim boye ala kodesh, ala chotzer apnimis l'shoris ba'kodesh, yakriv chatasoy. And that pasuk is referring to the minchas, a serious eifa of the Kohen Gadol. It's referring to the minchas chavitin. So you see the Torah refers to the minchas chavitin as being a chatas, mois a chatas, oh, that's already, not pasha zach, not bop in a dava. So for that reason, you would end up having an issue. Now, another interesting thing that's worth mentioning is Shmuel is similar to Bar Pada, meaning he's saying that the Chatois and the Ashamis Be'etzim had to be divvied up a little bit. You can't just lump them all together, right? If you think about it, according to Chizkiah, you could lump them all together. Not us. I don't want a fight to break out. Rabbi Yechon, lump them all together. But I'm worried about Shalai Yisaf Shu Hamois. Bar Pada was the one that was Mechadish. Not all these Chatois were created equally. Shmuel is going with that also. But whereas Bar Pada is dividing it based on the chefs of the animal, right? The way Shmuel is dividing it is based on what the kivun, what the tayeles, what this carbon is actually coming to do. Rabbi Ishi is the sixth pshat. Rabbi Ishi, we'll see, is almost identical to Shmuel. There's just one tweak. Rabbi Ishi says, Kinegan Moisa Chatos, Moisa Asham, Moisa Asham Nazir, Moisa Asham Mitzayra. So far it's identical. Moisa Kinim, that's different. Moisa Minchas Chayte, which was also the same. So what's the chiluk between Shmuel and Rabbi Ishiya? According to Shmuel, you have the Moiser Asiris HaEifa Shal Kohen Gadol, and according to Rabbi Ishiya, you have the Moiser Kinem. So Shmuel doesn't have Kinem, and Rabbi Ishiya doesn't have the Moiser Minchas HaEifa. Zok the Gemara. Shmuel, my time, he learned like Rabbi Ishiya. Why did Shmuel not learn like Rabbi Ishiya? Right? We're going to have to figure out why Shmuel didn't learn like Rabbi Ishiya, and then we're going to have to figure out why Rabbi Ishiya didn't learn like Shmuel. So first things first. Why did Shmuel not learn like Rabbi Ishiya? Meaning, why didn't he mention Kinim? So what's the answer? If you remember the introduction to the daf, Kinim, Tanalei Reisha. It was mentioned already in the Reisha. Why do I need another Kinim? For Rabbi Ishiya, Zok the Gemara, what about Rabbi Ishiya? Is it because Tani v'lay Tani Kinim? It's a little tongue twister. Is the reason Rabbi Ishiya did have Kinim? Because Rabbi Ishiya didn't have Kinim in the Reisha? By the way, Rabbi Ishiya, we know, had a lot of braises, right? Rabbi Ishiya, Tani Rabbi Ishiya. Very often he's Moisef or has, you know, nuances of differences between the Mishnah, right? What's the most famous example? Arba Avos Nezikin, Rabbi Ishiya has 13, right? So the bottom line is Rabbi Ishiya's braises are very different. So is the reason Rabbi Ishiya has Kinim in the Sefer because Rabbi Ishiya does not have in the Reisha? Right, Rabbi Ishiya Tani in the Sefer because Veloi Tani Kinim in the Reisha? V'atani Rabbi Ishiya V'atani Kinim. He did mention it. The answer is not. Avad Rabbi Ishiya had Kinim in the Reisha and he had it safe in as well. Chad L'Kinim, Chad L'Moisa Kinim. Reisha is talking about where a person's coming to be Menad of Kinim. In the Sefer, it's Negei. We had a Moisner Kinim, says the Gemara, Rabbi Ishiya, my time with Yomak Shmuel. So we know why Shmuel didn't learn like Rabbi Ishiya, because he had Kinim already in the Reisha. But why did Rabbi Ishiya not learn like Shmuel? Sabalok Amanda Amar, it's because he holds like the Manda Amar, Moisner Shal Asiris HaEifa Shal Kohen Gadol Yirkav, that it's not something that's Yirat Sheyistoyv and the money goes like Kitzam Mizbeach. There's a different din. What you're supposed to do with it is you just let it rot. Yirkav, that's what you do with the leftover money. What's the makar to this? Machloik is a tanya related to the brisa. Moiser minchas nedava, moiser mincha yirkav. Says the Gemara, the obvious question, the question everyone's asking. My God, what does this even mean? I'm Rab Chiz. The Rab Chiz said, "Hachikam, let me tell you what the brisa means. Moiser minchas choyte nedava, the moiser of the Minchas Choyte went Linadava Moiser Asiris HaEifa Shal Koyen Gadol Yerkav. So the way you read the price is Moiser Minchas Nadava, meaning Moiser Minchas Choyte, that's the word you have to add is Nadava. Moiser Mincha Yerkav is referring to the Moiser of the Mincha of the Asiris HaEifa of the Minchas Chavitin, that's Yerkav. But Al Kaponim, you have a Makar over here. You have a Makar, this is where Rabbi Yoshia is getting this from, that the Moiser of the Minchas Chavitin wasn't Linadava, it was Yerkav, and that's why he didn't have it as one of his six. The Gemara says, Rabbi actually had a different shot in this price from Rav Chisa. He said, Afilu Moiser Asiris HaEifa Shel Kohen Gadol Nami Nadava. No, the Moiser of the Minchas Chavitin is also Nadava. Ella, so what then does the Brisa, this cryptic Brisa, mean when it says Moiser Mincha Yerkav, Ella Moiser Lachmi Toide Yerkav? What it means is the Moiser the Lachmi Toide. So the Gemara Beplukta, this is really an older Machloikis. Moiser Asiris HaEifa Shel Kohen Gadol. Moiser Asiris HaEifa. Rabbi Yechon said Nadava. Rabbi Luza Amar, Rabbi Loza said Yerkav. Again, so this was a major shaila, and you want to know what's going on here. The machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yoshia, that's what's going on over here. Frit the Gemara Kasha. Meisvei, Moiser Shkolim. I'll ask you a Kasha, Frit the Gemara, from a Mishnah Masechta Shkolim. The leftovers of the Shkolim, Chulin, are Chulin. So if there was any leftover Machsa Shekel, it was Chulin. Moiser Asir Seifa. What about if there was Moiser Asir Seifa? That's what we're going to need. Moiser Kinei Zavim, Vikinei Zavis, Vikinei Yoldis, Vachatayis Vashomis. Moiser Reyem Nedava. Now we just need one part of this. Moiser Asir Seifa. Forward, Nadava. Might love Moiser Asiris HaEifa Shel Kohen Gadol. When we say Moiser Asiris HaEifa, don't we mean the Moiser of the Minchas Chavitin? And what do you see from here? That the Moiser of the Minchas Chavitin was Nadava. It's a Mefurish HaMishnah that it was Nadava. Like who? Like Shmuel. Not like Rabbi Yoshia. Like Rabbi Yochanan. Not like Rabbi Lazar. So there's a little bit of a problem. This is a Meisvei. The Gemara says, Loi. All it says is Moiser of Asiris HaEifa. What is Asiris HaEifa? Asiris HaEifa is just a shear. So it could be in a different mincha that had the shear of Asiris HaEifa. The Minchas Chavitim happened to have been Asiris HaEifa. Machsisa Baboyka, Machsisa Ver. Yeah, but the other menachas were also Asiris HaEifa. You know, it's referring to Moiser, Minchas Chayte. It means the Minchas Chayte. And the Moiser, Minchas Chayte, for sure, was Nedava. Amram, Nachman Yitzchak said, Mistaber, Kamandama, Moiser, Asiris HaEifa, Shekhoin Godel Yerkev. It's actually Mistaber that the Moiser of the Asiris HaEifa is Yerkev. Why? The Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Lo Yasim Allah Hashemen, Velo Yitain Olel, Levoino, Kichatosi. And this is referring to the Minchas Chayte. Rabbi Yehuda said, what does it mean, Kichatos? He kruya chatos. She, the Minchas Chayte, is called a chatos. Ve'in acheres kruya chatos. But there's no other Mincha that's kruya chatos. It sounds like we're coming to Memait something. You know what we're coming to Memait? We made al asiris HaEifa Shel Kohen Gadol. She'ena kruya chatos. There would have been a havamina, it's kruya chatos. Why would it have been a havamina? Cheskel memdalet, right? What about Mekamada Asi Yecheskel? Why would it have been a Havamina? So the Gemara always says, Ella, Gemara Gemiri, Lava Asi Yecheskel, Vas Mechakro. So there was already some sort of Messiah that the Minchas Chavitin on some levels called Chatos. But Al Kaponim, so I would have thought that maybe it's Tu'una Levoina, Kamash Malon, then no. That Lime Dal Asiris or Evishal Kohen Gadol, that it's not called Chatos, Memela. Utuna Levina, it does require Levina, but the bottom line is, Umideina Kriya Chatas. You see, it's not called Chatas with regards to those halachas, Ki Chatasi. Memela, Moisra Yerkav, it's Moisra is going to be Yerkav as well, but the bottom line is, you want to know why Boishi didn't learn like Shmuel? How come he didn't have one of his six being the Minchas Chavitin? Because the Minchas Chavitin is, it's Yerkav, it's not Lidadav. I doesn't the Pasuk in Yecheskel refer to it as a Chatas? Geschmack, true, but there's a miut actually in the parish of the Minchas Chayte. He kriyachatos limid al asiris HaEifa Shel Kohen Gadol she'ena kriyachatos. The bottom line is, this very much concludes the first part of today's daf, the longest part of today's daf. What's the sikum? The Mishnah says in the sixth parak of Masechta Shkolim, there were 13 shofros that were used in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah explains what seven of them were for. Tiklin chaditin, tiklin atikin, kinim, goiz leyoyle, etzim levoyno, and dezav lekfayros. The other six, Linadava. And then the Mishnah says, that was a mean Linadava, Moisa Chattis, Moisa Asham, it's not Bop, but Neda Benadava, so I don't know what to do with it. Yiracha Yistoyev, you're going to take the money and you're going to buy Oilois, Sibra, Lekitzam, Hezbeach. That money was put in these Shisha Linadava. And the obvious question is, why do I need six? Lechaira, one would be enough, I don't know, logistically, however money you should need. But where does this number six come from? And what emerged was Simin, the way the Shita Mekubetzes has it, Knaz, Pesha, is referring to the six Amiram that said six different Pshatim. The first was Chizkiah, That's the kuf of the knaz pesha. Chizkiya said it's keneged the shisha, but the obvious that there shouldn't be a machloikis. The nun of knaz is the nun of Rabbi Yochanan. He said it's shalo yisafshu. The zayin is ze'iri. That's easy. He said that, as a matter of fact, the shisha l'dava has nothing to do with moysa chatas moysa asham, but it's related to someone that says arei olai. Nedava, and we're going Aliba, the Rebbe, who holds Kotev Evi Gadol, Gadol Evi Gadol, is going to be an issue. The pay of Pesha, amazingly, is referring to the pay of Barpada, who said that no, it's for the Moisa Chattas, Moisa Ashen, but we break it down based on animals. Parim, Elim, Kvasim, Sirim, money, and the sixth one is for the Kalbain. The Shin of Pesha is referring to Shmuel, and Shmuel said it's also for the Moisa Chattas, Moisa Ashen, Kipshutai, and we're breaking it down. You can't just lump it into one, but some like but rather you break it down based on what the purpose was. So it's keneged moisachatos, a regular asham, the asham nazir, the asham mitzayra, the minchas chayte gets its own. And by the way, he holds based on the pasuk in Yecheskel Memdalid that the minchas chavitin is also considered a chatos memele. It's moisachatos, the moisachatos that has the same exact din that it's bop in a dava. And then finally, the ayin is the ayin of oishia, not the aleph of oishia, right? Special with an ayin, it's the ayin of oishia who was very similar to Shmuel. There was only one chilek that he had. The one chilek that he had was that instead of minchas chavitin, he instead had the kina. By the way, just one thing that's we're not going to talk about now, but in case it's bothering the oilam that I think is worth mentioning, and that is we keep on talking about how the moisa chatas is going to be brought l'nedava. Isn't the din of a moisa chatas chomish chatoyis hamesis, right? It's lemisa azla. The money is yoylech liyam amelach. So what's going on over here? Moisa asham, that's yiracha yistayif. Kosha b'chatas mesa ba'oyla yir. But why but the chatas? Teretz is, it's only the chatas yachid. The chatas tzibur is also linadava azla. And that's really what predicates this entire sugya. Either way, zuk the heilige mishnah weiter. So the Mishnah really returns to the regular program, and it's talking about somebody that took upon himself to bring a certain type of carbon, and either he was very cryptic, he doesn't remember what he said, or he just wants to change it, right? He wants to do some sort of switcheroo. So this has been the theme of these last Mishnayos here, Masechtas Menachos. So the Mishnah says, what would be if somebody said shar ze oila, somebody took upon himself to bring a carbon oila, and he said, I want this shar right here to be my oila, v'nestaev. And then the oila developed a mum. Right? What does nestaev literally mean in Aramaic? Nestaev means that it became tame, right? It's disgusting. It's usually a word that you find in the context of tome. Why would we refer to as a balmum as tame? So we just learned the Gemara, a whole sugi recently, because the Torah refers to a balmum as being tame. Gishmak. But either way, shor ze oila v'nestaev, and it developed a mum. So because it developed a mum, obviously you can't bring it right now as a carbon. So what do you need to do? Once it develops a mum, you paid it. Psuliyam Mekdash. Ordinarily, you can't be paid to Kedushas Aguf. But once it develops a mum, at that point, you can be paid. So now I have the money. The question is, what's tich mit the geld? Right? Kesef, not menula, and a hot the geld. Now he has, marber nechasa, marber daiga. He has to figure out what to do with it. So imrotza, if he wants, yavi bedam of shnayim. If he wants, he can bring, just replace the shar. Or I'll tell you better, you want to bring two shvarim? Isn't that? You could do that as well. Shnei shvarim elu oila. What would be if somebody had two shvarim as an oila? Vinestavu, and they both developed a mum. And again, he was poyden. Now he has the money. Ratzi yavi b'dmei mechad. If he wants, he can replace the two. Or if he also wants, he can bring one. Rebbe oisa. Rebbe says no. Rebbe says that's not an option. We're going to see in the Gemara whether Rebbe is chaylik only on the latter of the two halachas or he's chaylik on both of the two halachas. I mean, according to Rebbe, you can't do the switch. I will say, oh, it would be if somebody said, I want this to be an aisle of Vinistayev, and it developed a moment. Rotze Yavi Bidam of Keves. You don't have to bring an aisle. If you want and say, you can bring a Keves. Keves are oil. What if somebody said, I want to bring a Keves? Vinistayev, and it developed a moment. Rotze Yavi Bidam of aisle. If he wants to replace it, replace it to an aisle. Again, for Rebbe Yosef, we'll see in the Gemara what exactly that means. Speak to Gemara Kasha. The Mishnah said, if somebody was mafresh an oila, and then it developed a mum, you had to sell it, and now you have the money. And the question is, v'stich mit geld. If you want, you can replace it exactly the way it was, or you can switch it, right? If you originally were makdish one shar, and now you want to bring two, you could bring two. If originally you were makdish two, and now you want to bring one, you could bring one. That's not a problem. Frit Gemara Kasha. Va'amrit Reisha. We learned in the Reisha. What does the Reisha mean? All right, we just started the Mishnah. Reisha means we learned in the previous Mishnah. Daf Kuv Zayin. Shor b'mano. Ve'hevi shnayim b'mano lo yatsa. That if somebody said, Harei olai to bring a shor for a mano. And then instead of bringing one, you decided instead to bring two. Lo yatsa. You're not going to be yotsa. Why you're not going to be yotsa? Because gadol ve'hevi katan. And if you said shor b'mana and you're going to bring two shvarim b'mana, obviously that's smaller. And if they're smaller, then you're downgrading the heft of the carbon, even though you're making up for it in kamis, but this is roiva echos, you're downgrading. And because you're downgrading, so based on that, that's not something you're allowed to do. So, Freit Gemara, what's the difference? Shor ze oilov in estayev em rotza yavi b'dom of shnayim. Versus the halacha shor b'mana v'hevi shnayim b'mana lo yatsa. And for the Gemara, a very lamdasha teretz. Shor zev v'nistaev shani. What's the chilek? The chilek is very geshmak. In the previous Mishnah, you said hare olai shor b'mana. You took upon yourself a karkafta de gavra chiyuf neder. Right? See the first paragraph of Masechtas Megillah, how this works. Where I am obligated right now with achrayus, right? I'm signing a personal guarantee that I am going to go and I'm going to bring a shar for a mana. You have a responsibility to bring a shar for a mana. If you're going to bring shnei shvarim b'mana, God of Hevi Katan La Yatza, it's not going to fulfill what that obligation was. If somebody said, shar ze oila, he's already past that. He said, I want this shar to be the oila. Over here, you're not saying, Harei olai shar. You're not being makabal a neder. You're being makabal a nedava. I want this to be a shar. What's the halacha when somebody says shar zeh? There's no chiyav achrayus on the shar. Now, what happened over here? What happened over here was this shar developed a mum. Okay, so I went, I was paid it. Now I have the money. Okay, I could do whatever I want with the money. So it's for that reason, shar zeh v'nestayv shani, at that point, I can do what ever I want, and therefore, if you want to switch it this way, you want to switch it that way, it's going to be okay. Where a person has a chivas gavra to bring a shar b'mana, you can't fulfill that with shnei shvarim b'mana. But this person doesn't have a chivas gavra to bring a shar b'mana. What this person really has is $100 worth of oilo digga money that originated with a shar loilo. Okay, so right now, I just have to replace it with an oilo. But if I want to replace it with two shvarim, that in of itself is going to be okay. Okay, the Mishnah continued and said, Shnei shvarim elu oilav in estavu, ratza yavi b'dmeim echad, right? The same halacha is true in the reverse. If a person started off shnei shvarim, and now he wants to, with the money, bring only one, that's okay. But Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi says it's not going to be okay. Zokta Gemara, my timer. Why is it that Rabbi holds it's not okay? Mishum dahavale godol vehevi katan. Right? It's probably because it's a gadol vehevi katan, and it's for that reason, like we mentioned earlier, gadol vehevi katan, if somebody goes and he brings that, that's not fine, says the Gemara. Well, if that's the reason, va'afal gavdin eskaiv, and even though right now it has a mum, and we just spoke out of lumdis that once it has a mum, at that point it's not an issue anymore. We'll explain this in a minute. But lechatchila lo yishari Rabbi. Rabbi holds that still oisah lechatchila, he doesn't want you to do. Meaning Rabbi understands the lumdis that we mentioned earlier, shor zev in estaiv shani. But at the same time, Rabbi still holds that lechatchila, god of a heavy katan, being that if you said a real lie, it wouldn't be okay. So even when you said the shor zev, still it's not okay. But freit the Gemara kash, if that's the case, filif lo ignami bereisha, why is Rabbi only arguing in the seifa? Lechaira, Rabbi should have argued in the reisha as well. And the reason the Gemara is asking Rabbi should argue in the reisha, zok rashi, is because Rabbi Lushitasai held in the previous Mishnah that just like Gadol Vehevi Katan is not okay, Katan Vehevi Gadol is also not okay. And being that Katan Vehevi Gadol is also not okay, so it's for that reason, Tainas the Gemara, just like Rabbi was Chaylik in the Sefer, L'Chayr Rabbi should have been Chaylik in the Reisha as well. So there's a very tricky aspect to this Gemara. And as a matter of fact, if you look in the Mefarshim, this Gersoy is flying all over the place. That's how tricky it is. The Gemara said, Rebbe Yoiser, on the last case, Shnei Shvarim Elu Oilav in Estavu, Rotzi Yavi B'dmeim Echad. My time at the Gemara said, Meshum Tavali Gadol Vevi Kata. One line earlier, we said that the first case of the Mishnah, Shor Zeh Oilav in Estavim, Rotzi Yavi B'dom of Shnayim, that's a case of Godol Vehevi Katan, right? That was the Gemara's Kasha. Va'amrit Reisha. The Kasha was on the first line of the Gemara. That didn't you say in the Reisha, Shar B'mana Vehevi Shnai B'mana Lo Yotza? And it made sense that that should be a case of Godol Vehevi Katan, because Shar B'mana, you're obviously getting a bigger one. Shnai B'mana, you're obviously getting two smaller ones. So it makes a lot of sense in the Cheshbon and the Seder that that's the way it should be. Stating that the very next line of Gemara, Rebbe Oyser, ostensibly on the second of the two cases, where a person said two and he ends up bringing one, why Oyser the Gemara says, oh, probably Mishum da Havalei Godol Vehevi Katan. Now, what would be the svar? What would, let's just touch the words. How would it even be Godol Vehevi Katan? It would be Godol Vehevi Katan because in Kamos, it's Godol Vehevi Katan. Because you made up, I'm going to bring two, and now you're only bringing one. So even though that one in Echos is bigger, right? Reva Kamos, Reva Echos. But the problem is, the first part of the Gemara is naming on Reva Echos. And in the second part of the Gemara is naming on Reiv HaKamos, right? The Gemara is trying to understand what's going on over here. Initially, taking on the assumption that Reiv HaEchos, that Shor Zeh, and you brought two smaller ones, that's Godol Vehevi Katan. And the second, when the Gemara tries to understand Rebbe, the Gemara takes the reverse tack. The Gemara assumes that two, and you brought one, that's a case of Godol Vehevi Katan. Why? Because of Reiv HaKamos, and you downgraded the amount of Kamos. So Pashat and the Cheshbon of the Gemara, how do you even make sense of it? So I think the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara is, the Gemara looked at the Mishnah, and the Gemara saw Rebbe. Rebbe Oyser on the second case. And the Gemara tried to understand, why would Rebbe be Oyser on the second case? So the Gemara said, you know something, maybe it's because Rebbe holds that the second case is Godol Vehevi Katan. Meaning, the initial gisha of the Gemara was the first case is Godol Vehevi Katan, because we go Baser Reva Echos. Right, makes sense. Bigger animal, small animal, that's what defines Godol and Katan. But then the Gemara saw Rebbe, and Rebbe's chilek on the second case, not on the first case. Why? Obviously, because the first case must be Katan Vehevi Godol, that's fine. The second case is Godol Vehevi Katan, and that's not fine. Meaning, must be, Rebbe is chilek only when it's Godol Vehevi Katan. That's the first area where he argues the Chachamim. Additionally, Rebbe must hold not like we assumed the Pashtus, and that is you don't go Basa the Reiv HaEchos, but rather you go Basa the Reiv HaKamos. So the Gemara says, Noniach, that's the case. Again, it's a major switch that you don't notice unless you are Ma'ayin a little bit. But the Gemara is saying it doesn't help me, because I still don't understand why Rebbe wouldn't be chaylik in the Reisha. Because Rebbe l'shitasei holds that Godol Vehevi Katan is a problem, and Katan Vehevi Godol is a problem. So Mamon of Shach, however you learn Godol, however you learn Katan, Reva Echas, Reva Kamas, and Rabbi Yitzchak Engels, Chakira, at the end of the day, Rebbe should have been chaylik on both cases. So Freit the Gemara, meaning my time, what's Pshat and Rebbe? Let's see it again inside. Why would Rebbe be chaylik on the second case? Mishum, because he's going to say, not like we assumed 2 lines ago, he's going to nem on this Chiddush Tavalei Godol Vehevi Katan, because we define Godol and Katan based on Kamas, not based on Echos. And therefore he holds even though Nistoiv, therefore what? You have the chilik that the Gemara mentioned on top of the Yomid, Shor Zev and Nistoiv Shani. I still don't want you to do a lechatchila. But if that's the case, we live like Nami Bereisha. Why? Because Rebbe l'shitasei holds there's no chilik between Godel, maybe Godel, maybe Godel. And for the Gemara, Rebbe was chilik on the Reisha. Rebbe Akula Milsa Palik. Rebbe was chilik on the whole Mishnah, but not the Rabbanon Adamaski Milsayu. He just was very edel. He waited for the Chachamim to finish doing their thing. Right? We know Rebbe was a Shaskin. We know Rav was a Shaskin. Once spoke at a rabbi from Hagoyin, Rebbe Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita, who had a Maramok from the Ga'onim, that Rav's shtika came from Rebbe, and he learned up that's Pshat in the Lashon HaRambam, Amra Rav Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lo Yisoich Sicha Batein Mikol Yom. So Rebbe's also a Shaskin. So Rebbe waited V'natulu Rabbanan Adamaskim Mosayim Adam Iflagalayu, and then he went and he was chalik. Which, by the way, if this is the case and Rebbe's Manav Shach Mi Chalik on both cases, you don't have to say that according to Rebbe Godol and Katan is based on Kamas. We can name on what we assumed for sure, that it's based on Echos, and the Rebbe Ois is talking not only on the second case because that's Godol maybe Katan. He's really arguing on all the cases. And the Gemara says, Teid, I'll prove to you that this is true. That Rebbe's chaylik not only on the case of Godol Vehevi Katan, whichever that case is, but he's also chaylik on Katan Vehevi Godol Lishi Tosoi. Why would you need a Teid? Just explain this a little bit better. If Rebbe holds Katan Vehevi Godol is a problem, so it's a problem. Because it could be, as much as Rebbe holds in the Ikka Sugev Arei Olai, Katan Vehevi Godol is a problem, but when it comes to being Machmer L'chatchila Asar, over here in this Sugya, where it's Shor Zev and Estayv Shani, maybe there he's only chaylik, where it's Godol Vehevi Katan. Now, meaning Maybe Rebbe's also masking. There's a chilek between the Mishnah Kuf Zayin and the Mishnah Kuf Ches. The Chachamim hold it's no shaykhis. There it's a problem, right? In the case of God of Avi Katan. Over here it's Mutal Lechatchila. Rebbe is Lechatchila Oyser, but it could be even the Rebbe Lechatchila Oyser acknowledges that it's a Chumrah, right? It's only Oyser Lechatchila, by the way. So it for sure is only a Chumrah. So being that it's only a Chumrah, maybe the Chumrah is only by God of Avi Katan, not God of Avi Katan. That's why we still in Pshat need a little bit of a Teda. But the Gemara says, I'll prove it to you anyways, because look at the last part of the Mishnah. The Ketani, what if a person said Ayl ze oila and it developed a mum? Rotze yavi bedam of keves. Keves ela oila. Finistaev. Rotze yavi bedam of ayl. If someone said keves and then it developed a mum and he wants him to bring an ayl, he could. Now, keves to an ayl is katav evi gadol. The ayl is older than the keves. He seemed a furish. Rebbe was oyser even by katav evi gadol. So for sure, Rebbe's going on the whole first part of the Mishnah. And you see, Rebbe's chumr lechatchila is going to be true even in this case. Shema mina iba yelohu. Mimina lemina mai. What would be with regards to somebody said sharza oilov and estaiv and now he wants to bring a different min? Rashi says he wants to bring two eilim. Right? One aisle won't be enough money, right? You're going to have moisture still. So you're going to bring two elam. Could I switch me min la min or can I not switch me min la min? In the Mishnah, we had all the same min. We had 1, 2, 2, 1, or we had kevis and aisle, aisle and kevis. That's all the same min. So the question is, what would be in the event that it was two different minims? Dr. Gemara Toshmat, some furisha brisa. Sharza, oilov, and estaev, la yabmi. You can't bring an ayil. So what do you see from here? You could switch mimin lamin. Now, you can't bring one ayil. We'll see why in a minute. But if you want to bring two ayilim, you could. The bottom line is, mimin lamin, in and of itself, is not an issue. Rebbe says you can't. Rebbe gives a new reason here. Rebbe says the reason is because there's no bila. What does that mean? It means because when a person brought a carbon, so there was a minchas nesachin, very often that was brought. If this person said shar, there, he was going to bring one mincha. If he's going to switch it to two elim, he's going to have to bring two menachis. You can't tamish the two menachis, Ayin Rashi. And because of that, that's this saitik issue that he has. But the bottom line is, Akhti Gemara Shmamina. It's mefurish, right? What was the question? Mimina lamina mai? It's mefurish, you could. But the Gemara says, if you can go mimina lamina, mai ir yitre, afilu chad nami. Why does it have to be one for two? Why can't it be one for one? Dabin istav l'rabbana leishanu l'ben gadol l'katan. Right? It sounds like you have to find almost some big monster aisle that's going to replace the shar. Why? Why can't you have, right? What's the reason that, I'm sorry, it sounds like you have to find two. Why do you have to find two? L'chaira, one should be fine. I mean, just as long as you replace it, that in of itself should be okay. So the Gemara says, you're right, Trei Tanoi Valiba the Rabbanan. In our Mishnah, the Rabbanan don't care. Is it one for one, one for two? In this Braisa, they do care. And that's apparently Trei Tanoi Valiba the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan of this Braisa are a little less liberal in terms of what they're allowing you to do. Right, in our Mishnah, the Rabbanan allow you to do anything. Why? The words of the Gemara, Shor Zev in Estayiv Shani. Who cares? Once you pay it, you just have to make sure it's an oila. I don't care what you do with it. In the Braisa, it's not so posh. We allow you to go Mimin Lamin. That was the Shema Mina. That was the original Levaya. But at the same time, what emerged is a Tana that's a little bit more medactic in terms of what he's really allowing you to do. Aliba the Rabbanan. Specifically, you can replace it with two, you can't replace it with one. Rebbe Yoitzel Fisha Im Bila. Rebbe in the Braisa gave us a reason why it's a problem. It's because of Im Bila. So the Gemara says, Tami the Im Bila. Now, remember, in our Mishnah, he didn't give any reasons. Rebbe Oyser. The Gemara we saw, Chachila, he didn't explain it. Okay, it's very good. There's a Braisa that's doing some explaining over the Mishnah. Isn't that what Braisas are supposed to do? Yeah, but this is a problem. You know why? Because it sounds like the only reason Rebbe's Oyser is because of Im Bila. Ha, Yesh Bila Shari. What does that mean? If you were switching it one for one, it would be mutter. Freit, the Gemara v'atanan, our Mishnah said mefurish not that way. Ayl zeh oylo v'nestayv, rotzeh yavi v'dam v'keves. Keves zeh oylo v'nestayv, yavi v'dam of ayl. V'rebi oyser. And over there, there's no problem with bilo, because it's one mincha, one mincha. You're not submishing two minachis over here. From the Braisa, it almost sounds like Rebbe says, a shor for two eilim, oh, bilo. But the Braisa, in the Mishnah, it's one for one, and still you see that it was a problem. Zok the Gemara, trei tanoi. Valiba de Rebbe. You have to say here too, Trei Tanoi Valiba de Rebbe. So it's interesting that in the Mishnah, when the Chachamim are Mekel, because Shor Zev and Estav Shani, they're overwhelmingly Mekel. They don't care. One, two, big, small, they're always Mekel. And when Rebbe's Oyser, he's always Oyser. In the Braisa, the Rabbanon weren't always Mekel, and Rebbe wasn't always Machner, right? That's the Sikkum. The Rabbanu was sometimes, it has to be one for two, not one for one. And Rebbe was only Oysa when there's a problem with the Mincha, when there's a name Bila problem. But if it's one for one, there's no problem with the Mincha, that won't be an issue. This next line is the Hemshech of the original Braisa. So we're returning now to that Braisa that we brought earlier as a Toshma, to be Poicha Mimina Lamina. The Braisa continues and says, Ubetahirim, as it relates to Tahirim, Egel, Vehevi Par, Keves, Vehevi Ayil Yotza. If you want to go ahead and you want to switch an Evil with a Par, a Keves with an Ayil, that's okay. And that is Stama Kirabanon, that hole, that this is something you're allowed to do. Now, what does Tahirim mean? Tahirim means where there's no mum, right? Tahirim is Lafuke if it was Yestoyev. We mentioned Yestoyev literally means that it became Tameh. It doesn't literally mean it developed a mum. It means literally that it became Tameh. So the Tahirim is the inverse of Yestoyev. But again, it means not Tar versus Tameh in the sugis of Tumah V'Taira, but rather it means mum versus not having a mum. The bottom line is, in the event that it's Tar, Egel Behevi Keves, Par is fine, Keves Vevi Ayil is fine. What's the reason? Because these are examples of Katan Vevi Gadol. Katan Vevi Gadol is okay. Who holds Katan Vevi Gadol? That's Stomach Rabbanon. Which Rabbanon? Not the Rabbanon of the Mishnah of Menachas Kuv Ches. That's the Rabbanon of the Mishnah of Kuv Zayin. Rotze Yavi Bedama Beis V'chulu. Amar Menashe Bar Zvid Amar Rav Loishanu. The halach of the Mishnah was only said El Da'amah Shor Ze Oila. It's only true if he said Shor Ze Oila. And like we said earlier, when you say zeh, so you fulfill your obligation, now you just have to figure out what to do with the money. But if you say shor zeh olai, then already hukfa. At that point, you have a kfias, meaning the word olai is mechayiv you now, b'teiros achrayis, like you made a regular neder, and now you have to refer back to the Mishnah Daf Kuf Zayin in terms of figuring out what exactly you have to. Faith the Gemara v'dilma olai lahaviya kamar. Maybe olai means I'm going to bring the money. Maybe shor zeh means I'm not being mechayiv myself more than this shor. Oh, but klapei shor zeh olai. So that's a chiyuv achrayus on the shor zeh, on the nedav, and maybe even l'rabbis the money. But at the end of the day, it's not an olai on the shor. It's a olai on the shor zeh. That's the chilek, right? So the Gemara Eli Yitmar Hachi Yitmar Amar Nashabas. Me, you're right. I think you're 100% right. And I don't think there's a chilek between shor zeh or shor zeh olai. Okay, so now what did Rav Menashe Bar Zvid mean in the name of Rav? He said Lo Yishanu Elo Amar Shor Zeh Oilo. If he said Shor Zeh Oilo, Inami Amar Shor Zeh Olai Oilo, like we just said. So when not, Aval Amar Shor Zeh V'damav Olai Oilo Hukva. If, however, he says Shor Zeh V'damav Olai, then it's going to be already different. Because then when he says Damav Olai, the way we teach it is that I'm taking myself achrayis, that I'm going to do with the money exactly what I was going to do with Shor Zeh. So if Shor Zeh was going to be this Shor, well then I have a chiv to take the money and use it for a Shor Zeh as well. Either way, the sikum, we're not going to go through the whole thing, of this second part of the daf, was really, it's the sequel to the previous mission. The previous mission said, if somebody says, Hareo like Katan, Vehevi Gadol, Gadol Vehevi Katan, is the greatest machlokes Rebbe in the Chacham. Everybody knows Gadol Vehevi Katan is a problem. Katan Vehevi Gadol, that's what the machlokes says. Our mission is being mechadish. Our mission is saying that the only time that's true is if a person just said Harei Olai. So I have this abstract Hischaivis to go ahead and bring an animal. So you have to bring a kefi what you are Mechaivis of. If, however, you already designated the specific animal, and now I'm back to the drawing board because it developed the moment I have the money, I have to figure out what to do with it. Well, now I can do whatever I want with it. Because once I designated this animal at this point, that's what my chiyuv is. And at this point, stating that, Rebbe's a machmer. Just like he was a machmer in the Friedrich Sugi, he's grabbed also machmer over here. The chetchila, I don't like it. Because if you say a real lie, you couldn't do it. And this is coming from that origin, so memela, I'm not. It's a gefelt mechnish. But it's only l'chatchilo, and b'dievet, there's no question this is something you would be able to do. As a matter of fact, in the Braisa, Rebbe Kubi only had a problem with the menachis, there's such a man damar. Additionally, if the person would say shor zeh, and then he would throw in language where he's making it clear v'domav alay oila, that already would be different. One last part of today's daf, and this is the shortest of the three segments. So we're poiches v'hoilich in terms of the eichos of the amount of time of the kamos of each part of the daf, if that makes any sense. So the Mishnah, Oimer echad mikvasai hektish. If somebody says, I want one of my sheep to be hektish, or v'echad mishori hektish, I want one of my shvarim to be hektish. V'yulishnayim, and he had two. Hagadol shemem hektish, we assume that it's the bigger one that's going to be hektish. We'll see in the Gemara, because if someone's makdish, bayin yafu makdish. So we assume that that's what he was makdish. His nicest, most handsome is sheep, and his nicest, most handsome is shor. Shloisha. Let's say the person has three. Beinoni shebehem hektish. It's the beinoni that's hektish. The Gemara is going to ask, I thought you just said Bayin Yafa, so why is it the Beinoni? Pirashti, what if a person says, I was Mefarish, one of my Kvasim, one of my Shvam, ve'inu yedei mashe Pirashti. Oi, she'amali Abba, my father told me that he was Makdish, before he died, one of the animals, I don't know which one. Hagadosh mem Hektish, we assume always that the Gadol is the one that's going to be Hektish. Zok to Gemar. Ha'ime echem ikfas I Hektish, ve'echem ishvar I Hektish, vayu leishnayim, Hagadosh mem Hektish. Alma, what do you see from him? Makdish, Bayin Yafa, Makdish. Ima sefer, if he had three, Beinoni Shabem Hektish, Alma, Makdish, Bayin Ra, Makdish. Now, you don't see Makdish, Bayin Ra, Makdish, because that would mean the Ziburis should be. But at the very least, Lav Davka, it's the nicest one. Oh, my Shmuel said, let me tell you, read the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says Beinoni Shabem Hektish, it doesn't mean Davka the Beinoni. What it means, Choshish and Afla Beinoni. You have to be Chayish. Misafik, you have to be concerned that it might have been the Beinoni. Meaning, for sure, it could have been the best one. But it might have also been the Beinoni. The Legabi caught an Ayin Yafu, because the Beinoni is also an Ayin Yafa. The nicest one is for sure the Ayin Yafa. And the Beinoni on some level is also the Ayin Yafa. So it's not for sure the Beinoni. It's Choshish and Afla Beinoni. It's like Azach Chumra. He's Ba'ayin Yafa, but maybe the Beinoni is also Ba'ayin Yafa. Therefore, you have to be Chayish. Mar says, Hechi Yafa. What do you do? Meaning, how you chayish that this is the Beinoni? You have two. So what's the Eitzah? So is this Yirachi Yistoyev? Like, how do you go about it? Right? What are you supposed to do? I'm Rabchi Barab. Rabchi Barab said, Mamten Le'at Sheyumam. Yeah, you wait until it develops some mum, the Beinoni. Umechala L'Ktushase Begadol. And as soon as it develops some mum, then they have to be poided. You poided it onto the Gadol. Once it develops some mum, it ends up being Yotzal L'chulin. And now the Gadol ends up being the one. So you be'etzim ended up satisfying both, right? You ended up satisfying side the Beinoni, side the Gadol, and you ended up getting whatever you needed to get. And oh, by the way, it didn't cost you both. It only costed you one. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rabbi Baravu. Rav Nachman said, Rabbi Baravu, Lois Shanu, the Alach Nemish was only said, Elo Dama Echem Mishvarei Hektish. Aval Oma Shor Bishvarei Hektish. If the person would say, not Echem Mishvarei, but Shor Bishvarei, that was his Lashon, Hagadol Shabem Hektish. So Rav Baravu is commenting on the case where a person had three Shvarim. And he said, Shor Mishvarei. What did the Mishnah say? Beinoni. Shmuel explained, Choshishin Afla Beinoni. Meaning, you have to be concerned. Maybe it's the best one. Maybe it's the middle one as well. Said Rav Nachman, Rabbi Ravua, that's only true if he said the Loshen Echad Mishvarei. You have to be very nuanced with his language. But if he said Shor Mishvarei, then it's for sure the best one. You know why? Because the acts of my accent means tura beturoi kamer. It means mamish, the grest and the grobster. That's the one that he means, and that's the one that it's going to end up being. Freita Gemara kasha eini, is that true? And really, we're going to see three kashas Gemara is going to ask. Kasha number one. Rav Huna bar Chiya mishmeid ula. Rav Huna bar Chiya at send the name of ula. If somebody tells his friend bayis bebeisi ani moichalach, he mamish said this lashon. This is in Hilchas Makchamemker. But he said like the proverbial shar b'shvarai, and he said bayis bebeisi. So again, he didn't say echad mi beisi. He said bayis bebeisi ani moichalach. My Reo Aliyah, he could show him the attic. Lad Mishum the Geriyah, right? The attic, you assume, is not as Gishmak as the main floor. So you see, clearly, you could give him anything. Gemara says, Lo, you know what Aliyah means? Miloshin, idias, Ma'ula Shebebat, and Fakek. This is a Raya Torah of Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Barabu. Maybe a second Kasha, Shabbishvarai. If somebody says Shabbishvarai Hektish, our case, V'chein, the next case we don't really need. Shar Shal Hektish, if someone had a Shar of Hektish, and Esari Bacherim, it got mixed up in a Taruvis with other Shvarim that are Chulin, so the Loch in both of these cases is Hagadol Shebahen Hektish, right? The Gadol of them is the one that's going to be Hektish. So Shor B'Shvarai, the Gadol Shebahen is Hektish, and Shor Shel Hektish and Esarev B'Acherim, there too. Again, it's a Taruvus, you don't know what's what now. So the Gadol Shebahen, that's the one that's going to be considered Hektish. The Kulon Yimachru Litzarche Oilois, all of them are going to be sold for the objective of Oilois. Udmeim Chulin, and after you paid it, the money is going to go Luchul. We just need one thing over here. Shor B'Shvarai, the Gadol Shemem is Hektish. That doesn't sound like a Meisveh. That supports what Rav Nachman said. But here's the problem. The Kulon Yimachru Litzarchi Oilus with Meim Chulin sounds like we don't just say this is for sure the one. I have a suffix. I really don't know which is one. And therefore, all of the other ones you can't just use. Wait till it gets a mumnei, be able to use it. You're not going to lose it in your pocket at the end of the day. But Lamaisi can't use it now, misafik. If Shor B'Shvarai Hektish automatically means the Gadol, if that's for sure what it means, then What's going on over here? Why is it kulun yimachul tzarchel? Said man, kulun. The Gemara says targuma ashal shal hektish and esar bacher. When we say the last part, the kulun yimachul tzarchel, said man, kulun. That's not referring to the shor b'shvari hektish part of the brayso. It's referring to the v'chein shor shal hektish and esar bacher. But the Gemara says v'ha v'chein kama. It said v'chein. It sounds like both halachas are true for both cases. The Gemara targuma agadol. The v'chein is referring to the fact that agadol shamem hektish. In the case of shor b'shvari hektish, the gadol is hektish. And in the case of Shar Shal Hekdishin is Arbacherim, the Gadol Shemem is Hekdish. But there's a chilek. Shar Bishvar, Gadol Shemem is Hekdish, for sure, the Chalutin. There's no Cheshbin of a Kulon, Yimachul Tzarchel, Asud Meim Chulin. As it relates to Shar Shen is Arif, that one is the one that's going to ultimately be the Hekdish. Everything else, Lamaisid is a Taruvus, is a Sophic over here. So those Alkoponim, you have to wait until it develops some womb, and then they're going to be Yoitzel Chum. One last Mesmei. Mesmei, Bayis, Bayisi, Ani Meichelach. Again, if somebody said Bayis, Bayisi, Ani Meichelach, Manafal, and then it fell. So somebody told someone going to sell you a bias, my bias. And then the one of the bottom fell. And now there's a whole time vinita between the Lekech and the Meicha. My house fell, your house fell. Like, what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, Mareu Nafal. If he wants, the Meicha can tell him, oh, this is the one I sold you. This is the one, it fell. Good luck, hire a contractor. But this is the one I sold. Evet ba'avadai ani meichelach umeis. What if somebody says, I'm selling you an evet ba'avadai, and then he died. Mareu umeis? Yeah, you want to come? You're invited to the Levaya. This is where it is. Va'amai freik de gemara lech si haiden nafal haiden meis. What do you mean? It's not just a hefkevelt. You should see which one died and which one fell. And if it's not the gadol, you shouldn't be able to give it to him. Because bayis bebaisi and eved ba'avadai is like shor b'shvarei tura b'turoi. That Lashon Rav Nachman said always means the gadol. So what do you mean, just give him the maize? You have to see, hide the nafal, hide the maize. That means which? Which one died? Which one fell? So the Gemara says, like, keach ka'amrit? What? We're talking about hektish. What are you talking to me about Lekeach? Shani, Lekeach, the Yad Bal Ashtara Tachtoino. Lekeach is different because Yad Bal Ashtara La Tachtoino. What's the Oymek of that Zok Rashi? Because Hamoitze Mechaveri Olivarai. When's the last time you said that? Because Hamoitze Mechaveri Olivarai, right? After learning a year of Zochem Emenachas. And being that Hamoitze Mechaveri Olivarai, so over there, about the Misafik, you would have to bring a Raya, which one is yours. And therefore, you could show him the mace. And unless you could prove otherwise, it's going to be different. But as it relates to, relates to hektish. Hektish is different. Zok de Gemara, hashad os lahachi. Or now that you're telling me that it's a chibbut between lekeach and hektish, I feel utei malia. You can go back to the first brisa, the brisa that said bayis bebayisi. You could show him the aliyah, and the Gemara thought the chatchila. What does it mean the aliyah? You could show him the attic, and we would daich it. No, not the attic, because that's not the best. Aliyah means the ma'ula. I can tell you really what it means is the aliyah, the griya, and yad balashtar ala tachtoim. The bottom line is the Mishnah had said, if somebody says echem mikfasai hektish, echem mishari hektish, so it's always the gadol shebehem, based on the fact that Hamakdish is buying Yofa Makdish, stating that if there's more than one good one, let's say you have three or four or five or six, so everything but the Shvach's the one, you have to be Chayish for, right? You have to be Chayish, like Shmuel said, even for the Beinonim. There's a whole Eitzah of how you get out of it. Stating that, Rav Nachman said, if you would say, not Echon Mishkvase, Echon Mishvare, but Keves Bikvase, Ushar Bishvare, so you use that Shar for a Losh and you meant to say Turba Turoi, then you never Chayish for the Beinonim. Then we know for sure, without a question, beyond a reasonable doubt, that for sure you meant the best one. The Gemara had three Kashas on that. Three kashas, one from Bayis Bebaisi, the other one is from Shar B'Shvarai, the third one was from Bayis Bebaisi and Eved Bavadai. The Gemara said Chalukim, the big chiluk that came out is that this whole memory of Rav Nachman was only said with regards to Hekdesh, based on the idea of Yad Makdish is Bayin Yofahu Makdish. But when it comes to Dine Mominis, there's already an Inyan of Vavdavka Bayin Yofah. There's a Sfar of Yad Balashara Tachtoino. There's a Sugi of Ameitze Mechaveri Olav Araya. Rav Nachman never said his halacha in that case.